Okay, good afternoon, everybody. A Talmud in our Smicha program came into my office the other day, and he told me that he had gotten engaged, so mazel tov, that was very nice. And he said that his father-in-law was going to buy him a watch, and he wanted to know if watches are okay on Shabbos. I said, well, what kind of watch? He said, I don't know. What kind of watches are there? It's so interesting. It's a new generation. You know, like when I was growing up, everyone had a watch. Now no one has a watch. You know, they have their cell phones to tell time. So he said, there's more than one kind of watch. Yes, there are many kinds of watches, and they each pose different challenges to Hilchos Shabbos. So I wanted to talk about watches as far as Hilchos Shabbos is concerned. We covered this in the Smichas Chavrish here not so long ago, but now for the 10-minute Halacha version. The Shulchan Aruch in Shin Chesif Nun Aleph writes, based on the Tshuvas Ma'aril, that Ma Shemora Al Hasha'os Shekorin Rilozo Bein Shehu Shalchol Bein Shehu Shal Min Acher Yesh Lestapik Imutal Talta, that it's questionable whether you're allowed to move an object that tells time, whether it's an hourglass by the sand funneling through that tiny little hole, or it's any other type of clock. And the Rama writes, Ukvar Pasha Taminag Lesor, that we aser these time-telling devices. So the Mishmur and Sivkot and Kuv Samach Zayin explains, based on the opinion of the Shulchan, that the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch is based on the halacha that asers measuring on Shabbos. So it's questionable whether telling time is considered measuring. It's questionable whether using a watch is therefore permissible on Shabbos. And the Rama holds that the minig is calculating time is also called measuring and is therefore aser on Shabbos. However, so right off the bat, you know, you just read the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama. Wow, you can't have a clock in shul. You can't have any. I mean, it's about measuring. You're not allowed to measure time. So you know, there's always that one guy at the end, you know, after the drasha, Rabbi, you spoke okay today, but it was 16 minutes. That was, 3 minutes longer than last week. So that would be aser. You can't measure. You're not allowed to be measuring anything. However, the Mishmur and Sivkot and Kuf Samachas Paskins that ubezeiger shalanu yesh lahatir, that everyone agrees that the watches that we have, and Mishmur is talking about pocket watches, that's mutter on Shabbos. Big clocks that are mounted on a wall on Muktza, Machmas Chesron Kis, and Rosham Zaman Arbach in Ma'ore Eish Hashalim on page Sadi Zayin asks, why would telling time be permitted today if the Rama says that it's Asr? So he explains that Chazal Asr, measuring on Shabbos, because of Uvdu Duchol, that's something that you would do when you're in the middle of doing a business transaction, so you would measure out exactly what you're selling, what you're buying, something like that. So it used to be that keeping track of time was associated with performing a malacha. You would telling time was done to clock in your hours at work or in a pharmacy where the pharmacist needed to know how long to mix or boil one ingredient with another or something like that. But today, since people track time without any connection to business transaction, we're just obsessed with time. We like to know how many minutes have passed, you know, how long Musaf was and whatever it is that we're telling time on. We want to know, you know, at the end of every baseball game, the time of the game was an unmanageable, you know, 3 hours and 22 minutes. Who cares? I don't know, but the people care. People are interested in time just for time's sake. So that has nothing to do with the Dechol. It's got nothing to do with Malacha. So now let's take a look at particular time pieces. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa quotes a Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Kuf Samach Hei that an hourglass is forbidden on Shabbos. Shmir Shabbos asks all hourglasses, even the ones that you would use in board games to time your moves. And in the footnote, he refers you to the Mishnah Berurah, who's talking about a unique type of hourglass that's made with different lines that accurately determine exactly how much time it takes for each section of the glass to fill up. But it seems from Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa that any type of hourglass is aser. The Prima Gadim Paskins that a sand clock is not muktzah because it's designated for that purpose. And lemaisa, it's at least a machlokas aposkim when it comes to hourglasses. What about digital watches, like the old style when I was a kid, you know, a Casio G-Shock or whatever, you know, those digital watches. So you're allowed to wear them on Shabbos, or are we concerned? You know, they all have buttons that you can turn on the light and then you can see what's going on. So Moshe, Negros Moshe, Chelek Hey, Simon Chav Beis, Os Chav Hey says that Mutal Taltal, it's not Mukta. Ve'ein Tzarech Shum Heker Ala Kaftor, you don't need some sort of hacker on the buttons. The Kaldin Heker Shuska B'Gemara, Hu Davka Be'ish Atzmo. That whenever you have a hacker, the Gemara in Parakira talks about making a hacker on a fire itself, but not on a handle or on a knob of a light that you might or might not turn on. Rav Moshe says, obviously, if you are worried that you might turn it on, that you might touch the button, then you should have a hacker. But he says, is there a halacha, for example, that your light switch needs one of those light switch covers that say Lekavet Shabbos Kodesh? It's nice, and if you're worried that you might turn on on a light, it's totally appropriate, but it's certainly not something that is required. And that's where Rav Nevensal is quoted in the Mishnah, the Rav Nevensal Mishnah Brura. He quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman as saying the same thing in the Mishnah Brura of Yitzchak Yikare, the Rav Nevensal Mishnah Brura. What about a smartwatch? So a smartwatch, it's like, it's a non-starter. I mean, every time you pick up your hand, the display turns on. So of course, that alone should be a problem. And also, the watch is constantly gauging your movements and also the watch documents everything, your heart rate, your steps, your location, and you can pull up all that information. It's retrievable data. So using a smartwatch with all of those functions is obviously going to be usher. However, some smartwatches have a mode where the screen will stay constant. Well, the screen will stay on. So is that going to be mutter? Well, you still have the other issues that it's still tracking where you are. It's still recording all this data, even though you're not pulling up that data right now. So Rav Asher Weiss paskins that in general, closing an electrical circuit is an issur d'oraisa of makah bepatish, because Rav Asher Weiss has a unique understanding of makah bepatish. He understands that the malach of makah bepatish is a catch-all for any creative activity that doesn't fit into the category of any other malacha. Meaning, the way the Chazal figured out, they figured out all the creative activities there are in the world, and they said, okay, now this one fits into borer, and this one fits into, this activity fits into tochin, and this activity, and then there were whatever activities they were left with that were creative activities that had to be usher, but didn't fit into any other category, that became makah bepatish. So that was makah bepatish. But says Rav Asher Weiss, if you have an electrical circuit that's closed, and you don't even notice that anything happened, and it doesn't benefit you, then there's no usher. It's not a creative activity at all. So based on that, if the display on your watch is permanently on or permanently off, and you don't check the number of steps you've taken or your heart rate, you should be allowed to wear the smartwatch. That, according to Rav Asher Weiss's unique understanding, according to everybody else's understanding, it would still be aser. However, Rav Eliyada Goldwich said that he asked Rav Asher Weiss about smartwatches, and he said, Me'ikr adin, maybe me'ikr adin, but absolutely it's a zilzul Shabbos, and you should absolutely not do it. So all the poskim say, smartwatches are not to be worn on Shabbos. But here's what I really wanted to talk about. Mechanical watches. Can you wear a mechanical watch on Shabbos? So mechanical watches do not run on batteries. They have a wound up internal metal wire that slowly releases energy when unwinding, which causes the internal wheel to turn and ultimately moves the dials that indicate the time. So there are two types of mechanical watches. There are automatic ones and there are manual ones. The manual watches wind the internal metal wire by manually turning the knob on the side of the watch. Automatic watches wind the internal metal wire with the movement of your hand. Just by you moving, that generates the energy that winds up the watch. So Shmir Shabbos Kilchsa Chavches writes, Sha'on Makani, also lechonu b'Shabbos mikivin sheyesh b'kach mishum isur tikun kli ve'ein lechonu gam b'shash hasha'on poel, that you're not allowed to wind a mechanical watch on Shabbos even while the watch is on, because you're fixing the watch on Shabbos. And that's based on what the Shulchan Aruch writes in Shin Lam Chesiv Gimel and the Shmur Sivkan Tezvav, that a wall clock whose dials are not moving may not be wound on Shabbos, because according to some that's an isur daraisa of tikun mana. And even when the clock is properly working, you're still not allowed to wind it. The Ksav Sofer compares that, the Ksav Sofer in a Tshuva, or Chaim Simenun Hay, compares it to cutting off part of the candle in a way that will make it go out earlier. So a simple watch, though, seems to be significantly more kal, because nothing problematic is happening later. So the question is whether making a change to keep an already operating instrument working longer is equivalent to creating a working instrument. Is that also called tikkun mana? The Das Torah on the Shulchan Aruch says that extending the already existing working of the watch is not an issur. The Ksav Sofer also raises a possibility that maybe there's a distinction between clocks that chime for more hours than they otherwise would have, and cases where the gears and the handles just move for longer. So in any case, the bottom line is the minhag is to not allow winding to continue the existing operation of your watch. If you feel that your watch is going to run out and it's not going to, and it needs to be wound on Shabbos, you cannot wind it on Shabbos unless there's some sort of major shas al chak, b'makom choli, or something like that. The Mishnah Brura writes that for the sake of a chola, he needs to time his medication or something like that, then you could wind the clock, but only while it's working. working. When it's not working and it's off, then you're not even allowed to do that, because that's going to be tikkun mana. So Shmir Shabbos doesn't allow manually winding a mechanical watch even while it's working. What about an automatic watch? An automatic watch, again, it's through the movement of your own hand that it moves. So the Shmir Shabbos quotes from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Da'av shadas ha'adam l'chonin es ha'shon al yidei tenuosav. Clearly that's your intention, that as you're moving it should keep the watch going. Ve'efshar d'chashav mamish k'mischavin l'kach. That's your kavana. Afal pikein nir lahatir. I still think it's mutter, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman. Why? Dekimet shasha'on poel. That since it's working, and all you're doing is being ma'arich zman pu'ulaso, when you move it, you're just keeping it going longer. V'lachein, kimet shasha'on aruch ba'ofen kazeh, shulchoz l'tikuno al yedei tenua kala sha'adam osa. It's just set up in such a way where your every movement is going to help it keep on going. Mistaver, deina shon chashiv k'mekulkol k'shu'omid. So it's not considered a broken item when you're standing still and you're now fixing it when you're moving. Meaning, if it's not called broken while you're standing still, you can't call it tikkun mana, that you're fixing it as you decide to move. Because ein binyan b'kelim b'davar she'eino tzarich ma'isa uman, and this is, I mean, it's certainly not a ma'isa uman. You're just moving. You're just being. You know, that's not a va'od yef shalom al davar she'nasa kam v'kam pam b'yom d'chashim k'makam patish. He's like, you know, tell me it's makam patish. Something you do 1,000 times a day is not called makam patish. Makam patish is the final hammer blow. If you're doing something every second as you're moving your arm, you're giving a shear and you're moving your arm, so that's not called makam patish. You can't call something like that makam patish. So Shlomo Zalman was making of the watch is ready on your wrist when Shabbos begins, but moving the automatic watch on Shabbos in the first place to put it on your wrist might be a problem of tikkun mana. So if you have an unwound automatic watch, it's muktzah. You're not allowed to move it on Shabbos, and that's even if you want to wear it as jewelry, because the act of wearing it starts the clock's dials and turns on the watch. Rosh Shlomo Zalman has a few, but he puts together these few tzirufim to allow wearing an automatic watch as long as you put it on before Shabbos. Again, the watch is currently working. The moving of your wrist is not considered fixing the watch. Makab patish doesn't apply to something that happens numerous times during the day. And there are some poskim who allow even manually winding the watch on Shabbos if the watch is already working. So they would certainly allow wearing the watch to wind automatically. Rav Avadya and Yabia Omer Chelik Vav Simon Lamed Hey also has many tzadim lahakel. He quotes a Teferis Yisrael that holds that winding a watch that's completely stopped is only makab patish midrabanan against Chayyadim, also Saraisa. But if it's still functioning, then it's totally mutter. It's not even Drabanan. Further says Rav Avadya, the Ben Ish Chai allows fixing the permanent folds of your turban. In Ben Ish Chai's community, they wore turbans. So while wearing it, if you're wearing it, you could fix the permanent creases, and it's not Makab Patish, just like Borer, right before eating. It's as you're doing the activity. So if the winding happens while you're wearing it, says Rav Avadya, that's not called Makab Patish. That's going to be mutter. Rav Shachter and Rav Heinemann are also makel on this topic, on using these automatic watches. When it comes to kinetic watches, the classic automatic watch winds itself by capturing the energy of the wearer's movements using a system of mechanical springs and gears. The newer kinetic watches use the movements to recharge the electrical battery, so it's a different mechanism. So an automatic quartz also charges itself by movements, but it stores the energy in crystal oscillations. So can a person wear a self-winding kinetic watch on Shabbos? So most of the tzadim l'kula still apply. It's a psik resha on a drabanan. If you assume that electricity is only drabanan, it might be considered to be with a shinoi. It's winding while you're wearing it. So again, the Rav Shechter was makel on that as well. It happens to be, if you're going to talk about winding, things that wind, and whether you're allowed to wind them up on Shabbos, there are other things besides for watches that wind. From Nissim Karelitz in the Chut Shani, in Shabbos Chelik Beis, Perek Lamed Zayin, Sivkat and Dalid, Paskins, that just like you're not allowed to wind a manual mechanical watch on Shabbos, you're also not allowed to wind up a children's toy car to make it drive. However, you'd still be allowed to play with it. It wouldn't become muktzah because you're using it l'tzorach gufo. So even if it's a klisha malach l'iser, you're allowed to use it l'tzorach gufo. So if you want to play with the car without winding it, then it's going to be fine. Rav Shlomo Zalman in Shmir Shabbos paskins that you could allow the child to wind his toy car because the car is only going to go a few feet, and that's not really called fixing it. You haven't really fixed it. You've made it go to go 6 feet across the room or something like like that, and then it's going to need to be wound again, as opposed to a watch, which will go for some time, no pun intended, right? It's going to go for a while. So additionally, watches are always meant to be on. So when it stops working, it's considered to be broken, and when it turns back on, it's considered to be fixed. But with a toy car, you don't want it to be on all the time. That would be extremely annoying. You know, I was at my sister's house last week or 2 weeks ago, and they have this thing called a Yelly that it sits on the floor, and you yell at it, and it runs. So as you scream it, it just runs across the room. So it's not meant to be on all the time, unless you have Shalom Bayis, meaning it's obviously you have an issue if it's running around all the time, because there's too much yelling going on in the house. But at the end of the day, bottom line, smart watches, no good. Old-fashioned watches, obviously totally fine. The self-winding watches that wind based on your wearing them, you may not put them on Shabbos, but if you're wearing them before Shabbos, you may continue to wear them on Shabbos. And when it comes to adjusting a watch, moving the dial on a watch, winding a watch manually, that is problematic according to most poskim. Okay, everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos, and Bez Hashem, I'll see you all on Monday.
What about solar watches?
Solar watches. How does that work? That it stores the solar energy. It's probably
recharges as you as it becomes exposed to,
as you walk around in the sun.
It's not even sun. It's probably just daylight.
Yeah.
You get something.
Yeah. If it's already working, it's probably mutter. It's probably the same.
I think we asked the Shiloh years ago when one of the iterations of watches that my son got for different birthdays and whatever.
Yeah.
That I don't remember exactly what kind, but. It seemed that if it would, for Shabbos, if it would run all of Shabbos in the drawer, you know,
then you could even
really
put it on.
It doesn't make a difference what you're doing. Yeah.
Right. Okay. All right, I got to run. I have a 3 o'clock meeting. Everyone have a great day and a great Shabbos.